Tonight we have with us two members of the music faculty at the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh, violinist Clara Bacall and pianist Eli Kalman. Their work holds sonatas by Bach, Albrecht Magnard, and Leo Weiner. And they're going to begin with the Bach. It's the sonata number 3 in E major, BWV 1016. The set of 6 sonatas, BWV listings 1014 through 1019, were most likely composed during the time Bach spent at Curtin, years 1717 to 1723, when he was employed by the Prince Leopold. The prince had assembled a quite remarkable court ensemble and put great value on chamber music. In 1719, the prince made an investment in a new harpsichord, a large two-manual instrument constructed by one Michal Mitke, and it's thought that this new instrument's sonic and expressive capabilities were the catalyst which moved Bach to take a new look at the keyboard's role in chamber music, and in these works, for violin and cembalo. Bach, in these pieces, frees the keyboard instrument from its role as a mere contributor to the continuo and gives it musical equality with the violin. According to one of Bach's sons, Johann Christoph Friedrich, these works remained among the elder Bach's favorites all his life. Apparently, they were the object of his preoccupation just before he died. The work we're about to hear, number 3, follows the established church sonata form, namely 4 movements alternating slow, fast, slow, fast. Here's the piece, as played for us live tonight from WFMT by violinist Clara Bacall and pianist Eli Kalman.
Thank you. Thank you.